Mr. Speaker, let me assure this August House that we in the minority, we will not condone wrongdoing. But the laws and institutions of this country must be respected. We have heard again the President promise that he will introduce a bill appointing a special prosecutor. Mr. Speaker, for all intents and purposes, this minority will support government, any government, to fight graft, fight economic criminality, and fight corruption. But it must be done procedurally right. Yes. Mr. Speaker, may I refer you to Article 88 of our Constitution, and with your indulgence, I quote, 88, there shall be an Attorney General of Ghana who shall be a Minister of State and the principal legal advisor to the government. Mr. Speaker, for my emphasis, I'm interested in 88.3. And 88.3 reads, and I quote, the Attorney General shall be responsible for the initiation and conduct of all prosecution of criminal offenses, unquote. Emphatic. Mr. Speaker, Article 88 is part of the executive provisions of the Constitution, which is enshrined by the Constitution. The president is a respected lawyer. He must walk the procedure which is right. You cannot seek to amend a provision of the Constitution with the introduction of a bill, especially an entrenched provision of the Constitution, through the back door. But the principle of enforcing the fight against corruption, we will support him. We are in harmony with his thinking. But we are saying that he must walk the procedure. And the procedure says that the Attorney General, indeed, Mr. Speaker, let me refer you to the U.S. In the U.S., the office of the special prosecutor is appointed by the Attorney General or Congress to investigate officials of government in office.